We started discussing on Thursday some halachas related to kosher wine versus non-kosher wine, wine of non-Jews, non-Jews who touch Jewish-owned wine. I'd like to briefly recap what we spoke about on Thursday as the introduction to the discussion and to expand upon it, add to it a little bit this evening, and to address two common scenarios of the many more that there are to speak about. We mentioned that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Chaf Tes Amud Beis tells us there's an Isser De'oraisa, that wine that was used as a libation for Avodah Zarah, Yayin Shenes Nasach Avodah Zarah, is Asur B'Shasiya, Asur B'Hana. One may not drink such wine, and one may not get any Hana from such wine. The Gemara darshens that in Avodah Zarah Chaf Tes Amud Beis, in the Pasuk of Asher Chelev Zvachemo Yochelu, Yishtu Yei Nesichem, just like a Zevach of Avodah Zarah is Asur B'Hana, so to a Yayin that was nisnasech lavarazar is also asabana. So that's the Isser D'oraisa, Isser to drink, Isser to benefit from, wine that was actually used in Avodah Zarah worship. So if we're going to come across, by some chance, wine that was used as part of a Catholic church service, Yayin shenisnasech lavarazar is actually used as part of the religious worship of the Avodah Zarah, that would be Asur B'Shasiya, Asur B'Hana, Midoraisa. The Gemara then tells us that in addition to that Isser D'oraisa of Yayin Shenisnasech Avodah Zarah, Chazal, where it goes, Imej Rabbanan, an Isser of any wine owned by non-Jews, we refer to that as Stam Yenam, that such wine may not be consumed. That Gezera was initially instituted because of Binosein, Chasnus. If you're allowed to drink non-Jewish owned and non-Jewish produced wine, you might come to socialize and intermarry with them. That's the Isser of Stam Yenam that initially was forbidden to drink because of concerns of binoseim, concerns of chasnus. Chazal then, as explained by the Prisha in Kuf Chav Gimel, quoting the Ran, added an additional level of isser. Aside from the isser of consuming such wine, mishum chasnus, now that isser resembles other such isurim, bishalakum, pasakum, you can't eat that which is cooked by a non-Jew because of chasnus, intermarriage concerns. But whereas when it comes to Bishalakum and Pasakum, it's only Asher Bachila, not Asher Bahana, Stam Yenam, wine of a non-Jew, although it was forbidden initially to drink because of the same concerns of Chasnas and intermarriage, but Chazal were concerned, says the Ran, that, well, there's an Isser D'oraisa of Yayin Shenes Nasech L'Avodah Zarah, and that's forbidden not just to drink, but even to get Hana from. So if we take wine that was not Nasech L'Avodah Zarah, but it was owned by a non-Jew, produced by a non-Jew, and we prohibit it just to drink, but not Bahana, that will lead to confusion. Yain that was Nisnasech Avodah Zarah is Asur Bahana, Stam Yenam of Goyim is only Asur B'Shasiya. So Chazal therefore said, you know what, because there's an Isser Hana on Yain Nesach, so even Stam Yenam, wine that was not used as a libation for Avodah Zarah worship, just regular non-Jewish produced, non-Jewish owned wine, will Asur that Bahana as well, as a safeguard because of the Isser D'oraisa of Hana by Yain Nesach. So therefore even the Isser D'rabbanan, if it's Stam Yenam, is Asur B'Shasiya and Asur Bahana. That's how the Prisha, according to Ran, in Kuf Chav Gimel, explains the reason why the Isra of Stam Yenam, although it was initially just an Isra of Chasnus, just an Isra of consumption, like Bishalakum, like Pasakum, we added on to it an Isra Hana as well. That's the Isra Drabban of Stam Yenam. In addition to that, the third category of Isra is wine that's Jewish produced, Jewish owned. But if a non-Jew touches it, Maga Akum B'Yayin Shalanu, if a non-Jew touches our wine, that's also midrabanan forbidden because of concerns that maybe the non-Jew touched my wine with kavanah to be menasechit, to somehow use it as a part of his Avodah Zarah worship. So therefore, even Jewish-owned wine, which was touched by non-Jews, maga akum v'yayin shelanu, is also aser to drink and also aser bahana. That's the third category of iser when it comes to wine concerns. Now, there is a very important discussion in the Ramah, and here's what we'll add and what we spoke about Thursday. The Ramah in Kuf Chav Gimel quotes the Machlokas Rishonim. Even though Stam Yenam was initially forbidden Bahana, and even though a non-Jew who touches Jewish-owned wine, it initially was forbidden Bahana, but nowadays, says Ramah in Kuf Chav Gimel, Sif Aleph, it's not so common anymore to have non-Jews who actually use wine in libation for Avodah Zarah worship. It doesn't happen that often. Okay, in the Catholic Church, maybe there. But Stam, a non-Jew, you think he's going to really touch your wine with Kavanah to be Menasech Avodah Zarah? The average non-Jew on the street, is he going to really use wine as a Nisach Avodah Zarah? So the Rama quotes, there are some that say, Yesh Omrim says the Ran, says the Rama, that nowadays, if a non-Jew touches my wine, it's no longer Asa B'Hana. It's still forbidden to drink it, but it's no longer Asa B'Hana. And so too, the Rama quotes, by that same logic, these Rishonim hold, that even Stam Yenam of a non-Jew is no longer Asa B'Hana. But that's a very, very important question, because what happens if I have an open bottle of wine in my home that's not mevushel, and by mistake, my non-Jewish household help takes it and pours it into a cup or into another bottle. Okay, that's maga yayin, maga akum b'yayin shalanu. Is it asur b'hana? Or can I take it and say to her, since you like it so much, have it, it's yours. Give it as a gift to my non-Jewish household help. That's hana. Can I do that? Or what happens, this is a common child, that's happens ever so often, I get a gift of wine from a very kind non-Jewish co-worker. He sends me a bottle of wine as a gift of appreciation for whatever I did for him. And what does he know? It's not a kosher bottle of wine. It's some non-Jewish brand of wine. Obviously can't drink it. Stam yenam, asa b'ana, asa b'shasiyah. But if you hold like this sheet of the Rishon that bizman hazeh, goyim and not menasech so often, l'avodah zarah, so if I got this bottle of non-kosher wine from my non-Jewish co-worker, I can't drink it, but I can give it away to somebody else. Give it to my non-Jewish household help. Give it to my non-Jewish neighbor. That's a form of hana. So are we makel b'sman hazeh to get hana from stam yenam or to get hana from maga akum b'yayin shalanu? That's what the Ramah here is discussing. So the Ramah reminds that according to these Rishonim that b'sman hazeh, it's not so common for garment to be menaseh yayin l'avod azara. The Ramah says, well, if that's the case, let's say one already by mistake purchased such wine. So then, since you're going to lose out financially, maybe you can get hana from it. So the Ramah says, some are makil even lechatchila to get hana from such wine, such as to purchase it and resell it. But tov lahachmir. The Ramah concludes that best to be machmir. Don't rely lechatchila on this heter hana, according to these Rishonim, to buy and sell such wine. Best to be machmir. Even though, again, some Rishonim are makil b'zman hazeh, best to be machmir. The Shach and Kuf Chav Dalet in Yeradeh Simen Sifkat and Ayin Aleph writes that he has a kabbal from his father to be machmir on the Isser Hana of Stam Yenam Bizman Hazeh, unless, says the Shach, unless there is a Makom Hefsid, there's going to be financial loss. Okay, then you could be so mech on these, we've shown him that such Stam Yenam Bizman Hazeh is Mutter Bahana. Again, not Mutter B'Shasiya, just Mutter Bahana. If it's a Makom Hefsid, says the Shach, then there's Yesh Makom Lahakel. So getting back to our question, a non-Jewish coworker gives me a gift, bottle of wine. It's not kosher wine. It's clear you can't drink it. It's Asa B'Shasiya. Can I give it as a gift to a non-Jewish friend, non-Jewish neighbor? That's considered getting hana from it. So, L'chatchila Ramah says, Yesh L'hachmir. If for whatever reason there's a makom hefsid, for example, I mistakenly purchased an expensive bottle of wine, didn't realize that it was Stam Yenam. There's a makom hefsid, then Me'ikar Adin Roshach says, Yesh makom l'hakel to get hana by selling it again, perhaps, or by giving it as a gift to someone who you owe a favor to. So, but makom hefsid is makom l'hakel, says Roshach. But l'chatchila yesh l'hachmer to avoid getting hana from stam yenam and from even maga akum b'yayin shalanu b'zman hazeh. So that's one very important discussion. The second issue we started talking about Thursday as well. We didn't finish the entirety of the discussion. We then discussed the din in kuf chav gimel, sif gimel. Shulchan Aruch says yayin mevushel shalanu. If I have wine that's cooked and a non-Jew touches it, I can still drink it. Totally fine. What's considered wine that's cooked, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishaher Siach Agabi Ha'ish. Once you heat it over the fire, it's considered mevushel. What does that mean? Says the Shach, Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Katan Zayin. That means that it started to evaporate somewhat. Yismait Mimi Daso Ayidei Resicha. Because of the heat, some of the liquid of wine started to evaporate. So if it starts to be mismait Mimi Daso, that's enough of a bishul to be considered yayin mevushel. If my non-Jewish clean related pours the wine, it's still kosher to drink. If I have such a bottle of mevushel wine and a non-Jew comes in, takes a cup for himself to drink, is still mutter to drink the rest of it. What is that temperature exactly? So we quoted last week of Moshe Feinstein, two different shuvas in Yeradea, Chelek, Beis, Simen Nun, Beis, and in Yeradea, Chelek, Gimel, Simen Lamed Aleph. But Moshe has two different shuvas. He discusses this shayla. What's considered bishul yayin, legabi this din? He says, Me'ikar din, he thinks that Yatz Letus Bo is sufficient as far as bishul is concerned. That's what counts as Bishul Agabe Shabbos. That's what counts as Bishul Agabe Yain as well. What is Yatzel Letus Bo? So Moshe, in one Shuvah writes, he thinks 175 degrees Fahrenheit. In another tshuva, he writes 165 degrees Fahrenheit should be sufficient. Rabbi Belsky and Shulchan Alevi, according to two tshuvas, says there seems to be a stira. Which one is it? 165, 175? Rabbi Belsky says, l'chatchila r'machmir, for the more stringent of the two, which is 175. But l'chatchila, he says, we tell factories 180 minimum. 180 minimum. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, on the other hand, disagrees. And he says as follows. Now, the question is so relevant because many wine products are pasteurized. Pasteurization figures very prominently into this machlokas haposkim. What is pasteurization? In Sefer Yein Malchus, he writes, pasteurization bizman hazeh is when the wine is heated to 70 degrees Celsius. 72 degrees Celsius, I believe, right? 72 degrees Celsius. Find the exact line here. He says 73 degrees Celsius. Sorry, 73 degrees Celsius for 16 seconds. And then immediate cooling to 2 degrees Celsius. Pasteurization today is a closed system process. The wine is passed through tubes, highly sealed system that passes through very hot water and then very quickly through very cold water. It gets heated very quickly to 73 degrees Celsius, which is a little bit more than 160 Fahrenheit, do the calculations. And it gets heated at 73 Celsius for 16 seconds and gets cooled right away to 2 degrees Celsius. So is that pasteurization sufficient to count as bishul? According to Rav Moshe's Psak, Rabbi Belsky writes in the English edition, Shulchan Alevi, pasteurization according to Moshe should be sufficient. It was heated to just above 160, a little bit more than that. According to Moshe, Rabbi Belsky writes that should be sufficient. Where Shlomo Zalman of Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simcha Peh says absolutely not. He says pasteurization, Shlomo Zalman writes, does not in any way change the taste of the wine. That's the whole purpose of it. You flash heat it, flash cool it, you can't tell the difference in taste. Why is Yain Mevushel not subject to Maga Akum? Why is it not usher? Because no guy is going to be menasech Yain Mevushel because it doesn't taste as good anymore. But pasteurized wine, says Shlomo Zalman, doesn't have any deficiency in terms of taste. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman holds that one should not rely upon pasteurization for purposes of Yain Mevushel and Maga Akum B'Yain Shalanu. Whereas Rabbi Belsky writes, according to Moshe, pasteurization would be sufficient to qualify as Yain Mevushel. Again, the Chatchila Babelsky writes that we should hold of 180 degrees L'Chatchila as the ideal, and perhaps pasteurization doesn't get to that high exactly, but Meikar didn't seem to Babelsky holds according to Moshe that pasteurization would be sufficient to be Matir subsequent Maga Akum B'Yain, since it's considered a Mevushel, and that would be a very, very important Machlokas Aposkim. Relevance, as I mentioned last week, when you find bottles of wine from Eretz Yisrael, they say Mefustar. They don't say Mevushel, they say Mefustar. In Eretz Yisrael, many poskim hold that mefustar is not sufficient, it's just pasteurization. Whereas Reb Moshe, an American poskim, says Rabbi Belsky would hold that pasteurization would be sufficient. But l'chatchila, even here, Belsky recommends 180 degrees Fahrenheit, a little bit more than the typical pasteurization temperature, which is 73 Celsius.